Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
All right, so I got something that I want to talk about, and I feel like it's incredibly relatable to pretty much everybody with a driver's license who's out driving around.
Yeah.
And I made a little note here about the topic. It's just called Irrational Fears While You're in Your Car. And it happened to me again this morning as I was driving, backing out of my driveway, heading into work, and I heard something just kind of roll around on the floor in the back of my truck. And I do one of these.
Oh, who's back there? Yeah.
I felt like an idiot because I jumped so much. And I don't know what it is, but essentially on a daily basis, I feel like there is somebody hiding in the backseat of my vehicle.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to strangle me. They're going to get me. They're going to do something to me.
Yeah.
Punch me in the back of the head. Give me a noogie. I don't know. But it's just this weird fear, and it's never happened. I have never had somebody hiding in the back seat. But have you ever had something like that where you're like, oh, you always feel like somebody's in the back seat with
yes.
you?
Yes. And it's funny, that happened a lot growing up. So now it's my first thing I check when I get in the car.
Smart.
Is I always peek in the back seat just to make sure there's nobody there. I'll always go the extra step, even if I'm in a bigger vehicle, and look under the seat just in case. Could be a little person hiding under the seat, and you just never know. You know, I'm just saying. Like, you just never know. So I have a checklist when I get in the car now because of that. So, yeah, irrational fears all day.
I feel like everybody's got one. Something that you're thinking something's going to go wrong while you're driving. The door's going to fly open, and you're going to get sucked out or something.
Oh, that's mine. That's
but if you ever want to if you want to sound off and call in with yours, 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. What's your irrational fear while you're driving around? Now, Katie had a funny one in our promo yesterday.
Yeah.
What was that one?
That is the one about something hitting my windshield,
right? It was
right?
The hood.
The hood. Oh, that's right. Yeah. So that happened to me, actually, though. When I was getting an oil change, they didn't put my hood down all the way, and I didn't realize it, and I went over a bump, and that thing came right up and crashed. I'm so lucky it didn't break my windshield, because it seemed like it was that hard, but it was just very shocking. It was such a shocking thing to happen. I'm pretty sure I screamed. It could have caused an accident, could have been a lot worse than
that's
was.
A new one now for
but,
me that my
yeah,
hood's gonna fly
no,
open.
And so I'm always that's another thing now is I always make sure my hood's down before I start the old car up too, because it's just like things happen and they just sit in your brain and kind of live rent free, you know.
Do you ever feel like you're gonna lose your brakes if you're up in the mountains too?
Oh yes. So my car too can go into manual or automatic. It's one of those vehicles, and I'll always shift it into third just so I don't even have to touch my brakes. It's like a game I play, like don't touch the brakes on the way down the mountain, you know.
Yeah,
well, that's a fun game.
No, it is a fun game.
She gets down there in 30 seconds.
No, I get a car full of kids and I'm like, hey kids, here's a fun game I do.
I'm not gonna press the brakes. No, I just try not to press the brakes,
you know. That
lot.
Happened to me. We were on a school trip in a baseball game and our bus's brakes caught on fire and failed going
down
the Eisenhower
tunnel. Real fear now.
Yeah, that's a scary one.
Another one too, just even driving down the interstate and a car on the opposite side of the highway, like jumping
over
the barrier,
yes.
Like, oh.
The amount of messages coming in. You guys, these are fantastic ones. Call us. I would love to throw some people on the air because, again, I feel like this is so relatable. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. 854 wrote in and said, when I'm loading my toddler/baby in the car, it takes forever. I am convinced that somebody's going to come up and attack me while my back is turned.
Oh.
Yes. I had that when we had young kids and we were trying to load them up.
Yes.
I always told Nick Nack, I was like, be aware of your surroundings when you're loading up the kids, because you know, that's prime, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
That's prime tickle monster time.
Yeah.
Well, hi, Monique. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Jeremy. Hey, Katie.
Hi.
So what's your irrational fear when you're in your car?
So I used to have this reoccurring dream. I haven't had it for a long time. But I would have this dream that I would be driving up the mountain in the windy roads.
Okay.
And I would just keep driving and drive off the side of the mountain and just like fall and just continuously fall just down the mountain.
No.
And I never hit the bottom. But that was like a reoccurring dream, and it freaks me out. So now when we go to like Blackhawk and stuff, I never drive.
You don't drive.
Well, it's helped your gambling problem. You don't go up the hills quite as much.
That too.
So similar to that, because I've had this thought in the mountains too, and I always tuck my phone into a really good spot when I'm driving around the mountains in like those switchbacks and stuff, because I've got a fear that somehow my phone is going to slide off the seat and like wedge underneath the brake pedal and I won't be able to brake. Has everybody had that one before?
No, now I do.
I definitely have. Yes, I definitely have.
Yeah, so I make sure that thing is fully secured when we're in the mountains.
Actually kind of happened to me. I had an apple roll out of my purse one time and it was wedged underneath my brake. And luckily I was like, I was not going very fast or anything, but I was able to like get it out of there really quick. But
never made apples off awesome. So fast.
What? Yeah. That is the most random. So I'm with you. I had an apple rolling around in my car once.
Yeah, it was my breakfast for the day and I did not eat it. I was mad.
No. Guess who is never buying apples again and driving home, Monique?
Exactly.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
Your call was hilarious. Thank you for sounding off. We appreciate you, Monique.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye, Monique.
Bye. Have you ever had the log truck issue too? Just because that stupid movie.
Final Destination. But there, you don't, like, that's the thing. You get out of the way of that log truck faster than anything. Like, you do not want to be behind it.
It's the log truck and the one carrying other vehicles, like going to a car dealership
and
or something like that.
And also the cement mixer. All of those things you do not want to be behind just because of movies and things that we've seen in the past. So.
My wife is still listening. Hi, honey. She first said, hey, Katie and I are going to Home Depot at some point, FYI.
Yeah, we're going to go dancing.
And then she wrote in and said, hey, my irrational fear while driving is that my airbags are just going to deploy at any second.
Oh.
Boom! Yeah, I don't like that.
And now there's a new one. But yeah, and I heard that hurts. Like, that hurts when it hits you.
Side note, that hurts.
It does hurt.
Can you imagine if you were eating an apple at the same time?
Oh, my goodness.
If you want to sound off, 303-691-1649, your irrational fears while you're in your car. Here's Alex. Hi, Alex.
Hello. How are you?
Well, we're super dupes. Hello. The way you said that. All right, what's your fear?
My fear, I used to live in Florida and like by the St. Pete Clearwater area where the skyway, the really big bridge is. So every single time I drove over any bridge, I would roll down my windows and keep my finger by my belt just in case the bridge gave out or for some reason I got driven off of it.
No, you didn't.
So you can jump out of the car and tuck and roll and you're fine, right?
Exactly. Like the windows are open. Okay, I'll unbuckle my seatbelt and just swim out. It's fine.
You're like prepared. That's a whole new level.
Super
dudes prepared. Alex, thank you for the laugh. Really good.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thanks for spending your mornings with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh at Mix.